thing. Try to bring your knees towards the ground. If the knees are elevated, your posture becomes unstable. Try to bring your knees as close to the ground as you can. When we went to Himalayas, we went with a group of nearly 20 people, and many people fell sick. So more than half, many of them fell sick. And Himalayan terrain, unlike other mountains, it's a unique. If you're accessing through India or Nepal, it's a unique terrain. It is recommended if you are mountain hiking, you hike about 1,000 feet a day. It is recommended. It's, if you go by the rule book to be safe, about 1,000 feet you have to hike. Whereas in Himalayan terrain, you go about 2,000 meters, 3,000 meters in a day. It's you're in the Rishikesh, and next that night in Badrinath or foothills of Kedarnath, it's about 3,000 meters. It's because of the rapid ascent, many people get acute mountain syndrome, that nausea, giddiness, and vomiting sensation. And that is one part. And also, if you are walking, for example, Kedarnath, we are walking, and many people, while walking also, fell sick. It's a main reason is ascending it's quickly, and Amrit, with a lot of energy, walking very fast. Walking very quickly also is not recommended. You have to, however good you are a mountaineer, you have to walk slowly. Otherwise, if you walk too quickly, you will exhaust. You get exhausted on the top. You feel it's drained and nausea feeling, sickness feeling, headache feeling. You have to walk in a steady pace. The ground level, the oxygen content here, it's whatever is the oxygen content. When you go to Badrinath, about 3,200 meters, oxygen content is about two-thirds the ground level. Here, whatever is the oxygen content, it's two-thirds. If you go to Mount Everest, and the peak, without training, it is about 8,500, 8,800 meters. Oxygen content is about third of ground level. Now, when the resources are getting smaller, we should adapt our breathing accordingly. We should know how to breathe with the changing condition. I'm used for leading life lavishly. When resources become smaller, I can't afford to live that lavish lifestyle. I have to withdraw. Same is going there. Resources are getting smaller. I should adapt my breathing. It's two-third of the, only oxygen content is two-third. Many people, they are not used for this one. They try to inhale, they are not getting enough oxygen. So, when they are not getting enough oxygen, they become panicky. Panic, anxiety, stress. And some people faint also. Because they want more oxygen, they want to inhale more. And their lung is not getting enough oxygen. They get panicky. And when the oxygen is less, and when they are not getting enough oxygen, they are not releasing the carbon dioxide from the system. When they are not releasing the carbon dioxide goes into the brain, they get headache, giddiness, and too much of carbon dioxide resulting in our blood itself is becoming acidic, carbonic acid. Blood becoming acidic, they feel indigestion problem. Indigestion, the sourness in their mouth. It's a burping problem. And because of the carbonic acid and carbon dioxide, excess carbon dioxide. And the trick, and when the oxygen is getting limited, that what they experience is called as hypoventilation. It is not hyperventilation, hypo. They are getting less and less. And in that condition, best, you have to relax. You have to relax. First is relax and deep, very slowly. Inhale and exhale out longer than inhale. You have to exhale longer so that you are releasing the carbon dioxide from the system. You have to release all the carbon dioxide from the system. If you do not release all the carbon dioxide from the system, it will really result in headache and nausea sensation. And people on the ground floor, in the sea level, and compared to the yogis living in mountains, and yogis tend to live longer than people in the ground level. We think excess oxygen is required for your long life. But in the up in the altitude, they live for 100 years is common. And they hardly get their heart attack. The result, because of the reason, they know how to breathe. You have to breathe slowly, inhale, slow inhale, and slower exhale. Inhale and exhale. Our Vasudeva Kriya Yoga breathing technique is designed for that one. One of the students recently been to Mount Kailash. It's around 5,000 meter altitude. He went with a group, and 95% of the group people, though well trained, they fell sick. They could not manage well. And he could able to manage because of this breathing technique. Slow inhale and slower exhale. When resources getting dwindled, getting smaller and smaller, and you had to adapt your breathing accordingly. Not to inhale, try to exhale, relax, relax, release. And slow inhale and slower exhale. Our Vasudeva Kriya Yoga breathing also, you are inhaling for a short duration and you are exhaling through the longer duration. That will help you to survive the mountain ascent. If you are planning a trip to the mountain ranges, Himalayas, take that one in your mind. And in Kedarnath and all, some of them, they fell sick on the up, they fell sick. I asked them to go back by helicopter down. The moment they went down, they became all right. It's only that acute mountain syndrome to overcome that one. However, it is not the people were saying that I walk here 1,000 steps or that mountain I walk here, but the experience and method you have to adopt is totally different up in Himalayas. You might have walked in trekked in Alps, but as I mentioned, in Alps they adopt different techniques. They ascend very slowly, whereas in Himalaya, you go up very quickly. You have to develop your breathing technique suited for Himalayan terrain. Slow inhale and longer exhale, and not to panic. And make sure that you're not hyperventilated. And if you're trekking, not to walk too quickly, walk slowly. We'll do the pranayama technique for detoxifying the lungs.